It's Monday, May 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Coptic Christians in Egypt enter into this year's Islamic celebrations of Ramadan under intense pressure, according to Open Doors. But they are showing their faith in Jesus by continuing a centuries-old tattoo tradition, tattooing a cross on their wrists, reports the Christian Post. When Egypt went from being a largely Christian country to a Muslim one, Christians were tattooed to show their identity and they were required to pay a tax because of their faith. Today, the Coptic Christians are choosing to tattoo their faith as a way to honor the dead and show their faithfulness to Jesus, no matter what they are facing. According to North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, the prosecution in Turkey's case against imprisoned American pastor Andrew Brunson is that churches in the United States are somehow conspiring to undermine the Turkish government, reports the Christian Post. In addition, hinging on the claims of alleged, quote-unquote, secret witnesses, Pastor Brunson, a man whose 26-year Christian ministry in Turkey speaks for itself, is allegedly connected to the Islamic Gulen movement, which in July 2016 failed in its coup attempt against Turkish President Recep Erdogan. Tillis has joined a bipartisan group of over 60 other senators in calling on the Turkish government to release Brunson in a letter sent to Erdogan in April. Thanks to President Trump's executive pro-life leadership, the Department of Health and Human Services hopes to cut $50 million in Title X funds annually from the murder giant Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers, reports Life News. The teen accused of killing 10 people in a mass shooting at Santa Fe High School near Houston, Texas on Friday was described by fellow students as a quiet loner who played football but kept to himself and was reportedly the victim of some bullying, reports Reuters. Classmates remembered the 17-year-old junior often wore a trench coat, similar to the garment authorities said the assailant used to conceal the shotgun and a .38 revolver he carried into the school. One of his ominous Facebook posts was an image of a black T-shirt with the words, quote, "born to kill," end quote. Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention, wrote, quote, "What a horrific act of violence in Texas. Jesus once told us the devil was a murderer from the beginning, John 8:44. He still is. Come, Lord Jesus," end quote. Professional softball player Jenny Finch Daigle refused to dance to Janelle Monáe's song "Make Me Feel" due to the vulgar lyrics and bisexual references during last week's installment of ABC's Dancing with the Stars, reports the Christian Post. In a recorded phone call to the producers, Finch said, quote, "I'm just not feeling comfortable with it. I can't go through with it," end quote, telling her professional dance partner, quote, "I need to follow who I am and stand up for what I believe," end quote. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able